Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for joining me. Thanks for staying with me today. You're going to be glad you did because our good buddy Herb Kay is back in the building, so to speak. Herb is the president of HK Turnaround, and he's a guy who's been there, done that, bought the T-shirt when it comes to running businesses and the good and seeing the good, the bad, and the ugly. He's the author of the best-selling book, How to Get Filthy, Stinking Rich, and Still Have Time for Great Sex. And he's our good friend, a member of our brain trust. Herb Kay, welcome back to the show.
It's really nice to be here, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Herb, I've been quoting the ancient Chinese curse lately. I've been saying that when you combine the political season that we're in and all the circumstances thereof, and you combine the economic situation that we find ourselves in right now, that 2008 is going to be as close to living the ancient Chinese curse as we've ever done before. And that curse is, may you live in interesting times. What do you think?
I agree 1,000%. You know, and I'm not kissing up to you, Jim, but that is the truth.
It's okay. Kissing up around here is good.
Okay, here, let me kiss up to you. Yeah, you're right. It's really interesting. In fact, this whole thing has me fascinated.
Yeah.
It's like watching a slow-motion train wreck.
but the thing is what I'm trying to get across to my audience is we don't have to participate in this thing, do we?
No, there's nothing.
We can refuse. I refuse to participate. I'm gonna find the opportunities this year. What do you think?
Well, actually, that's exactly what I'm doing on a personal level. You know, of course, on a business level, I'm doing turnaround, but on a personal level, I'm out looking for bargains. I was in San Diego last weekend looking at condos, and when I tell you that the blood's in the street, that's just a good time to buy.
Is it not still a little bit too early?
Yeah, it is a little early. But you know what I'm doing is
it's kind of hard
waters.
To do dollar cost averaging with condos. You know.
Yeah, but also you don't have to hit the absolute bottom. But you know what? A lot of
right.
people get wrong when they go out to do bargain hunting, is they're looking for that exact moment when they're buying at the lowest point. That's impossible
right.
without looking
nobody
back
knows
on
that.
It.
You can't be a market timer.
No. So what I do is I just go in and what I've been doing is talking to the developers and seeing who's in the most desperate trouble. And basically buy it at the deepest discount I possibly can. And then,
right.
you know, if I'm not at the real bottom, you know, I'm pretty sure San Diego's not going to go broke. In the long run, I'm going to be buying on the right side of it.
So you're long in the market and you're finding the bargains. So I agree with you. I think there is that. I mean, I think this housing thing is going to create some opportunities for people who are not wringing their hands and curled up in a fetal position. But what about our businesses? Let's talk about businesses that are having a tough time. Now, I don't want to minimize the fact that there are businesses out there who are having a tough time. And in my opinion, there are two kinds of businesses in that category. You tell me what you think. One is obviously the one who's having a tough time. Maybe they're in some serious jeopardy, and they know it, and they're trying to work it out. But the other kind, that's the one I want to talk about first, Herb. Those are the ones that you and I look at them, and we know that they're pretty close to being out of business, but they don't know it yet.
That's the facts. That's because in every case that I've ever seen, the owner has founder's disease. and you know, I wrote a blog about this. It's on the website. It's free, so no one has to pay for it. But founder's disease is when the founder is so wrapped up in being right, they miss that they're wrong. I mean, you know, they'd almost rather be right than successful.
Yeah.
We have a meeting later this week that we're being brought in by the chief financial officer of a company who shall go nameless because these things are always anonymous.
Right.
But we're being brought in because he knows the company's in trouble, but the founder doesn't, and I'm going in under essentially a pretense, and then my job is to move the founder to reality. But this guy doesn't know that he's about 6 months away from broke.
Right. And what are the signs? What are the signs that you're seeing that he can't see? Because see, this is, folks, this is, please put your pencil to your tongue and write this down. What are the signs that you're seeing, Herb, that he can't see?
Well, it's, in his case, it's easy. his sales aren't creating enough revenue to keep the doors open,
yeah.
but he's ignoring the balance sheet, and they always do. Let me tell you, mm-hmm. Jim, they yeah. always do.
Well, and a lot of small businesses don't even have a balance sheet that they're watching.
You know, I have to tell you, in 100% of the cases we're brought in, what balance sheet there is, if there is one, is always is a dream balance sheet.
Or it's from the tax return a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's nonsense, and the financial statements are nonsense, and they're all puffed up. You know, I learned this from my banker, Mike Hanley, who's the president of the Bank of Tucson here with my personal banker. I look at how much cash is on hand. I mean, it's very, very simple. You know, guys will show you these financial statements and balance sheets with tons and tons of assets, but they have $5,000 in cash. And
I'm telling you right now, that much even.
Right. Well, you can't show $1 million in assets and have $5,000 in cash. That's just baloney. And if your balance sheet shows that, you're lying to yourself.
You know, there's one real quick way to find out about that, folks. If you can find out how much their bank charges are for the last 6 months or so, what are their NSF charges?
Oh, my
you know,
God.
What are their overdraft charges? Find out what that line item is. And anytime you see a business in trouble, that item is a lot.
Oh, it's always a lot. And then yeah. what they always do is, in this environment, they're going to have to raise money. And they're all putting the cart ahead of the horse that I see. So what they think, they think they're going to be fine, and they think people are going to invest in them, but they're based on nothing other yeah. than a hope and a dream, and then they get right up to the end, and then disaster strikes, and that's the problem. That's mm-hmm. always, it doesn't matter what the business is.
And they wait too long to take the drastic action, don't they? That's the classic entrepreneur's mistake, is they wait too long to take the drastic step, meaning, which might even be pull the plug. Might be
yes,
it might be to put this thing out of its misery.
First thing we do when we go in and directly consult is we do a viability assessment. I mean, you know, listen, let's not keep trying to resurrect the dead. And then based on that, we decide whether we want to go forward and try to do a turnaround or whether we want to liquidate them so they can live to fight another day. Look, there's how many, you and I both, there's thousands and thousands of stories of guys that have, you know, failed and then gone on to succeed later. But
absolutely.
It's all how you fail.
Henry Ford had failed 5 times before he hit on Ford Motor Company. And he was 51 when that happened.
Now, and a lot of times, I'll give you a smaller example. Me, you know, listen, I failed before I became successful.
Yeah,
it's normal. There's nothing wrong with it.
Failure is the harness mate of success.
It's like getting an MBA without having to go to college. It's a quicker lesson. You know,
maybe better.
I think so. I interview a lot of MBAs for jobs, and most of them are clueless.
Yeah. I think you may be right. Hey, Herb, give us the website, please.
HKTurnaround.com.
HKTurnaround.com. The book is How to Get Filthy, Stinking Rich and Still Have Great Time for Sex. And available wherever books are sold. He and I will be right back. We've got some more stuff to talk about, some more turnaround stuff to talk about. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Hard to believe that a man of your humility and quiet demeanor could have that long a career in radio.
You're down and trouble.
We're back. It's 23 after.
And you need a helping hand.
There's Sweet Baby James.
And nothing.
When you're down in trouble and you need a helping hand, just think of me, folks. Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame. Because I'm there for you. You know I am. Because I bring people like Herb Kay on the show. I bring these really smart people on the show. Every half hour, you get another lineup of genius, of brains, of world-class experience. So, you know, we're here for you, folks. and we have been now for over 10 years. And hopefully, we'll have another decade of this outstanding stuff. Herb Kay is our guest, folks. He's the president of HK Turnaround. Put a .com on the end of that, and they can find you online, can't they, Herb? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
There
yeah, that's
is.
Right. Absolutely. There I
Herb,
am. Absolutely, that's right.
HKTurnaround.com. Okay, Herb. Now, we just talked about what it looks like when people don't have a clue about their business going under. So now they're clued in. You've convinced them. You've shown them. Or they called you and they said, Herb, I got big trouble. What would that mm-hmm. look like?
Well, there's two kinds of trouble. There's good trouble and there's bad trouble. So good trouble we won't spend too much time on, but that's just when you're not growing. you're working like a dog, you're working 80 hours a week, you're doing everything you can do, but you're not making more money. That's good trouble. We always can fix that.
You're running as fast as you can, but you're staying in one place.
Yeah, and that's usually just bad management, and that's easy to fix, and, you know, it just takes a little humility. And
redeployment of resources and assets and getting things organized and, you know, maybe firing somebody and hiring somebody. That's good news.
That's good trouble, easy to fix. You know, it doesn't take long. A little while, and we got that turnaround. Let's talk about bad trouble. That's really what you're talking about. And that's when the wolves are at the door. You're out of money. They're at the door. The creditors are calling. Your employees are restless. You're fighting with your partners. Your investors are screaming at you.
Excuse me, Herb. Line one, it's your banker.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the bad trouble. And by the way, you're not taking his call, which is the wrong thing. But you're not, because
The bad part is he made the call first and you didn't.
That's exactly right. And then you see it on the caller ID, and you think to yourself, I can't deal with this. And you put him up. And then what you do is you start to believe in fairy tales. You know, if I can just wait a week, I'll get enough sales to pay him his payment, and then he'll...
Now we got a scared banker.
Yep, and
when you don't take his calls, you got a scared banker. And nobody ever got any help out of a scared banker.
That's right. And then worse than that, then what happens next is you start using the payroll taxes to float the business.
Ooh, now we're talking federal time.
That's right, but I can't even count how many times I've seen it. It's the rule, not the exception. So any of your listeners out there...
It's almost automatic.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing that we see in the balance, a correct balance sheet, are tax liabilities. And that's big trouble, because the government will come right in and shut you down so fast it'll blind you.
And put you in, and maybe put you in jail.
That's right. It can be that bad, but there's a way out.
Yeah.
And so what we call that is an emergency action plan. So I say blatantly self-promoting, we're going to post a webcast about this in February. But let me tell you, basically it goes like this. You need cash fast, and that means you need to be draconian for, you know, I know that's a big, too many syllables, about how you cut expenses and what you decide to pay. You have to prioritize your creditors. You have to put off the ones that aren't the highest priority. You have to build cash as quick as you can. You have to liquidate inventory that isn't moving. So, for example, if you own a retail store and you've got stuff that's been sitting back in the storeroom for too long, discount it at a loss and get rid of it to create cash. It's all about cash.
Ladies and gentlemen, what did I say to you this weekend in my letter? Whatever you have that's not moving, it's worth less than it was yesterday, and it's worth more than it will be tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. Get rid of it. I mean, sometimes bad breath is better than no breath at all, because you need cash. Well, isn't that true, Jim?
That's exactly right. And inventory is cash.
That's what it is. So if you've got a bunch of stuff,
it's cash that you haven't converted.
Don't wait for, you know, it's kind of like when people sit on real estate too long when they're trying to sell it. They think eventually someone's going to buy it. Eventually you're going to be broke and have a bunch of inventory. And what are you going to do, cut it up with a knife and fork and eat it?
Yeah, you're not going to be able to roast it.
Yeah, get rid of it, because you need cash. You need to build up inventory of those things that really move a lot, and you need to dump inventory of those things that are sitting there collecting dust. You got to dump employees that don't belong there, and you got to get your house in order. It's really important, and you've got to do it without mercy. And that's hard. That's, of course, why people hire consultants like me.
And that is one of the hardest things for a small business owner, because we are so emotionally invested in every part of our business.
That's it. And of course, can you blame us? I mean,
no.
You know, it's our baby. We took the risk. We brought it along. It was our dream. And now you're going to have to face people that you like. If most of the guys out there are like me, I'm very friendly with my staff. I mean, I love them like family. And telling them that time's up, you got to go. It's like telling your brother or your sister, time's up, you got to go.
Like telling your kid, you got to leave. You know, I'm kicking you out of the house.
But how about, this is how you feed your kids, and this is how you feed your wife, and you got to get your, or your husband, and you got to have your priorities straight, man. And look, when push comes to shove, they will leave you anyway.
Yep.
So you need to cut the staff before the expense eats you up. You need to face the hard choices and build cash. Once you have cash, you're going to have a little breathing room to make all the other changes that has to come, and then to raise more money. But no one's going to invest money, and no one's going to lend you money, and no one credible is going to be with you until you get your house in order, and that takes cash.
That's exactly right. But there's one other thing that you can do that we haven't talked much about, and we don't have much time left. But one thing is to make sure that you keep getting those customers.
Oh, well, yeah.
Sales cures all ills.
If you're in a business that counts on people walking in, that's one of those... When I talk about prioritizing, that's what I'm talking about. You've got to keep as the top priority. Everyone, your customers will know if the shelves are empty. You've got to maintain the inventory of what's moving, and you've got to maintain the marketing to keep it moving.
HKTurnaround.com, folks, is the way you can find Mr. Herb K. Hey, Herb, good job today. Will you come
Thanks,
back
Jim.
Another day? I think we're going to need some more of your medicine this year.
I'll be here for you, buddy.
Will you come back, doctor, and give her some more medicine?
Anytime you want.
All right, buddy. I'll see you later.
See you later.
Herb K., ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. Quick break. Right back with Giovanni Cortolo. Right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.